So for you that don't know, we just got back from a mission trip to Costa Rica. We took 20, came back with 18, so I think that was a success. But we had a great time. I'm going to let Emily share just a little bit.
Okay, so Jonathan wanted me to share with you what I shared last night. He'll go into details, but basically what we did was the beginning of the week, we worked. We worked with people in the church that just needed help, that were in poverty, and then we worked with people who didn't know Christ, and we just got to share the love of God with them and serve them. And it was just, it was so cool because we were all doing it together. And it was amazing to me because I shared this, but I felt invincible. Like, just being with the unity of God and the body of God, like, I feel like we could do anything. We're given any task and we could do it. If that meant sharing with unbelievers, getting into the uncomfortable, or if that meant painting a school, like, we did it and we were together and we had that power together. And it was so cool because we got to touch so many people and share the love of God with all these people throughout the week. And then Sunday comes around and we're at worship and praying and singing and listening to Pastor Daniel preach. And you look around and it's, you see almost everybody that we worked with or that we worked for. And it was all these people. And I was just sitting there, I was like, this is like heaven. It's, and it kind of just hit me as I was talking to them Sunday night, just how, like, I didn't doubt for a second that this is what God's will was. This is what God wanted us to do. Like, we were serving him, we were serving his people, we were sharing the gospel, and then we get to see the fruit of it on Sunday and see all these people there worshiping with us. And that's how heaven's going to be like. We spend our life serving people, serving God, and then at the end, we're going to be in heaven with these people that we've served, these people that we touch. So that was just the blessing to me.
So, and I just want to share two cool stories. One of which was right here. That's Jonah on top there talking to a young man at JD at a homeless feeding we were doing. JD was 19 years old, I think, and he was a drug addict and was homeless. But prior, leading up to the trip on our service Saturday, a couple weeks before we left, I asked Jonah, and I was just shooting the breeze with him, saying, hey, what are you most excited about going to Costa Rica? Thinking he would say, seeing a toucan or go in the ocean or something like that. And he totally Jesus juked me because he said, I'm just excited to be able to share the good news with people that might actually want to hear it. And that was challenging for me even. So he was bold in his faith, and it was so cool to see him again and again just reach out. He didn't speak Spanish. Jonah didn't, and JD didn't speak English, so it worked out well. But Jonah was intentional to sit there that entire time we were at the homeless feeding, talking to JD, and eventually pulled Katie in to translate. And JD committed to going to rehab the next morning and actually showed up and went to rehab. So it was really cool to see God work through Jonah being bold in that way. Another story is of Ty. This is Ty. He was a grandson of a widow we were working at her house. And the first day he was real bashful and shy. Second day he was a little more bold, and Lyndon was at another work site and came back and was trying to play with Ty. And he was trying to ask him if he had a soccer ball. He's like, you want to play football? You like football? And he's like shaking his head, yes, like, let's do some football. So eventually we got Katie again to say, hey, will you ask him if he's got a soccer ball we could play? And asked him, and he didn't have a soccer ball, which Lyndon then felt really bad. So what we did, we loaded him up and we took him up and we bought him a football or a soccer ball and some candy, and we're coming back, we're pulling back to the job site, and we're getting out, and he's got all this stuff, and I'm like, oh man, he's so excited. He was just beaming, and he starts taking the stuff and putting it behind his back, and I'm thinking, yeah, this guy's about to go hide this stuff in his room. And we get around the corner, and he pulls it out, and he was just like, let me show you what I've got. And he was just so excited about it, and he opened up his candy, and he went around. There was like 30 people there. He made sure every person got a piece of candy before he even ate the first piece. And it was just cool. It was real cool for us as a team to think, man, how freely he was given, how freely he gave. And we wanted to model that as we went out with the gospel, to think, man, how freely we've given. I want to be just as excited as Ty to pass out this good news. So those were two cool stories. There was many more, but I did want to just add on top of that, thank you guys for loving my family and allowing me to be free to go and serve. You guys signed up for Meal Train and fed my parents and People even mowed my yard and stuff like that. It was really cool that I didn't have to worry about that, just to free me up to be loved. I'm so thankful for God, for the church family he's given us and the great news he's given us. So.
Well, let's just pray. Father, we are so grateful for how you have loved us and how you've brought us into your family. And you've created a heart in us that wants to love as you love. And we're so grateful to be able to see that in our kids as they go over and our leaders as they go over, to see it at home as we look to see what needs are there and how we can meet them. And Father, we're grateful because that's what you do for us. And we want to be your people. We want to reflect your heart. And so we stand today and we, with our hearts, we reach up to you to give you our praise and our thanksgiving and our gratefulness because you are a wonderful God. And it is so great to see how your love is shared from one heart to another and how powerful it is. In Christ's name we pray, amen.